Today's gospel comes from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 13, verses 1 through 6. As he came out of the temple, one of the disciples said to him, "Look, teacher, what large stones and what large buildings." Then Jesus asked him, "Do you see these great buildings? Not one stone will be left here upon another. All will be thrown down." When Jesus was sitting on Mount Olives opposite the temple, Peter, James, and John, and Andrew asked him privately, "Tell us, when will this be, and what will the sign be that all these things are about to be accomplished?" Then Jesus began to say to them, "Beware that no one leads you astray. Many will come in my name and say, I am he, and they will lead many astray." This is the word of the Lord.
You may be seated. Good morning again. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I would like to start saying thank you. Thank you so much for your prayer support, for your care, for your love during these difficult times that my family and I were facing since the middle of September. You just saw me a little bit since then until now, and I am so grateful that I'm here again. So my father is in Virginia. He went there and traveled safely, and he will be there until his last days, according to his will. So my request to you is to be specific in the prayer support, and I want you to pray for three specific things. First, for peace, because my father had a dream to be able to reach the age when my little niece of 5 years old can be 13 through 15 years old. And maybe he's not gonna make it when she turns 6. So he's struggling with that. So pray for peace. Second, pray for a quickly departure to meet our Lord and for less pain. We don't know if he's going to be here weeks or month, but according to the doctor, will be less than a year. So keep him, Maximiliano Blanco, in your prayers. Thank you. And now let's go to the first reading. I will preach about it. So I remember Psalm 16 as if it were yesterday when I first read it. It was in a Bible study, and I was 17 years old. It had quite a profound impact on me then. And 46 years later, it still impacts me. This is a psalm about finding security in God and joy, no matter what. We live in a society that teaches people to find their security in their achievements, in their education, in their career, in their wealth and investments, and many other things. But King David explains in this reading that trusting in any of these things is setting yourself up for a stressful life filled with many, many disappointments. So David declares that he will find his security in God alone. Let's see today at least three reasons for that. Firstly, God is our refuge. And I wonder, what does the word refuge make you think of? Whatever comes to your mind It's fair to say that a refuge is a safe place that you go to find shelter when you need it. I remember once when Isidro and I were traveling, and suddenly an awful storm came, and we were walking. We were looking for a safe place to put ourselves safe. So if anyone ever needed a safe place, it was David. He spent half his life on the run from people who wanted to kill him. David knew his vulnerability, but he also had his safe house, God. God would always be there when he needed him. My brother, my sister, I wonder what your safe place is. Where do you go in times of trouble? When you need help, when you want rest, when you need an escape. For some people, it may be TV, watching shows or movies. It could be computer games. It could be retail therapy, Amazon, Temu, you name it. And there is nothing wrong with any of those things. Those things are great. God has given us all these things for our enjoyment. But the problem is us. We get tempted to look for security in these things, and we treat them as though they will bring lasting relief. But really, they will only be a temporary thing. They are not real refuge from the storms of life. Maybe just a short break from it. David knew that only God could be a real shelter from the storm. He recognized that God was his only safe place in this unpredictable world. My dear siblings, our problems multiply when we attempt to find our security in anything other than God. David poured out his heart to God about what's going on in his life, and asked him to intervene on his behalf. When we do that, and we go to him for help, we begin to know him as our refuge. He really enters into the storms and problems of our lives. And he has the power to do something about them. Secondly, God is our guide, our counselor, our wisdom. It nearly always works out better when we get God involved. Prophet Isaiah refers to him as the wonderful counselor. And I have a question for you. Don't you want a wonderful counselor counseling you? I do. So give him chance to be involved in your life. We can have his guidance and direction. That's what David means when he says his heart teaches him. There is nothing too small and nothing too large for King of Kings. Thirdly, our joy is secure in God alone. Many times people have asked me, Pastor Barinia, where joy hides and where to find it? And also a friend of mine one day told me, Barinia, sometimes I feel I am like a detective looking for joy. And I know that feeling. God, in Psalm 16, is telling us it's not hidden. It's right here. It's me. Psalm 16 inspires a heart for God by reminding us of the sheer joy we have in God Himself. God tells us three things about joy. Joy is only in God. Joy is truly in God. Joy is securely in God. As David nears the end of this psalm, he makes an incredible statement that I love so much, the last verse of the first reading. You show me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. In your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Is not that wonderful? Is not that amazing? Is not that hopeful? God is telling us we have been given a supreme joy. But what good is a supreme joy if you know you won't be able to keep it? If it won't last? If your enemies can come at any minute and steal it and destroy you? But wait. Here we learn that no enemy, no challenge, not even death itself can steal from us our greatest possession, which is God Himself. Nothing else in the world can promise this kind of joy. Thanks be to God. So, what is a way to summarize all the blessings David has listed out for us in this chapter? It means life, fullness of joy, pleasures forevermore. How rich, amazing, so amazing, honestly. And not just in the next life, true as this is. It means life and joy in this life today. Christian joy is not just about the destination. It's there in the journey as well. The journey of faith. Each of us is traveling right now. And the people of God say, amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks. Thanks for your love, your care, your presence. You're always opening to be involved in our lives when we invite you to be involved. And even when we're not inviting you, you are always there because you love us. Thank you for that. And for the joy that can come to us no matter what. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.